It's the ABCs High School Teachers Really Need to Know, Season 3, Episode Number 21, Utilize Social Media. Remember to like, comment, and subscribe, or buy the books on Amazon.com. I felt like I sounded a little bit like a robot in that intro. I didn't mean to sound like that. I am actually recording in the morning. I don't usually do that. I'm usually a later in the day or in the evening kind of recorder, but I am this morning, so if I sound a little bit robotic, I'm probably still waking up. Plus, I have a house full of people, and so you may hear voices in the background. You may also hear my dog bark because I'm expecting DoorDash with breakfast, so I'm just sort of all disheveled this morning, but I wanted to take some time and certainly be with you as I do each and every week. And also want to tell you, I'm being a little bit bold this week because I'm honestly just sort of kind of free-flowing here with this discussion today, this discussion on utilizing social media. Normally, I sort of plot out all the major points, and that's probably a great practice. But today, I just wanted to kind of speak to you because I'm passionate about this and just its effects in the classroom. And I just kind of wanted to ramble a little bit. And I hope that you'll bear with me and not turn off the episode because I think this is really important. I do. And before I get into all the social media stuff, I want to say this in general about technology. And it's something I say all the time, and I'm going to say it again. And look, a lot of times I think adults really assume that kids are really great with technology just because they may or may not be experts at you know, this specific vein of technology, social network applications. You know, they may be great with a cell phone, but that doesn't mean they know a whole lot about technology just because they're very good with one specific piece. And I think that's, I say that really to empower you to remember that they just don't dismiss your learning curve and your own abilities with technologies. Look, they may know that, but they probably, just from the sheer fact that you have more life expectancy and they have less, know a whole lot less about other technologies. I promise you that by and large, working with their hands and working with other technologies, a lawnmower, a digital microscope, all these other things, they still need us. They still need us. They definitely need us because we, as adults with more life experience, need to kind of guide them. That's why no matter where you think you are on the technology spectrum, you have something to add because of your life experience. And if you do have a pretty steep learning curve, meaning, you know, you're kind of a late adopter or you don't really dabble in a lot of technology, I would encourage you to just sort of dip your toe in and don't worry and stress about how good you are or aren't or how good they are or aren't. I just want to empower you with that before we kind of turn to this conversation on social media. And why is it that I'm so passionate about social media? Well, first of all, and again, I may ramble a little bit because I just kind of want to have this discussion from the standpoint of as if you were sitting right in my room. And I try to do that every single time we're together. But this is one, again, that I think it takes a lot of detailed sort of discussion to kind of get it out there and help teachers understand. And so I'll start, and not just teachers, any population. When I'm talking with parents, I say the same thing. So social media is one of those things that has completely transformed our world. And when I talk about social media, remember there's many, many forms of social media. And what you need to kind of realize is social media can be, you know, TikTok, it can be Twitter, it can be Facebook, it can be Snapchat, Instagram, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And it's always evolving into new forms of social media, but it is just that. It's media that allows the trading of social information, videos, media, things of that kind of nature. And they're very, very impactful in our world. And again, nothing I just said to you is new, but the thing that I think is really hard for a lot of folks to kind of figure out and wrap their mind around is it has changed the way that our kids communicate with each other and with other stakeholders and populations. You know, for example, all through the internet age, we have seen the sort of evolution to where email is the official kind of communication piece, right? Meaning the official communication of your company or this school has probably been email, right? Well, the stark reality that adults have got to wrap their mind around is this fact. With communication, that is not true for kids. It is not true for students. And that I see constantly sort of becoming a barrier between adults and kids. Kids do not communicate with each other via email. And so when they communicate with us as teachers or educators or just as adults in general, there's this sort of divide. And why this is meaningful? Well, because if kids are using a different communication method than adults are, we are going to have trouble communicating with each other effectively. And you know this already. Again, this sounds like I'm, you know, sort of condescending. I don't mean it that way at all. I'm just trying to be really, really clear. You realize that we're speaking in two different languages. And I know a lot of you right now are going, yeah, Matt, I know, but look, email is the official communication, electronic communication method. We've got to use that and we need to train them. And that's true. We do train them. We need to train them on responsible use and all of those things that we always talk about with technology. I had this discussion with AI in a few episodes ago, and its importance when talking about embracing artificial intelligence. No, it's not about embracing. It's about knowing that it's here and knowing that we can't run from it. And we've got to find applications, for all of this technology, and we've found applications for it. We've got to continue to evolve its use. But while we do that, we have to be really responsible with it. So that's true. So that is our role, but we can't stick our head in the sand and run from the application and the reality of social media. You know, you may sit and judge me saying, you know, because I reference TikTok videos sometimes in the podcast, and I know some of you may go, that's social media and TikTok's, you know, this and that and all the politics behind, you know, social media and all of that. And look, I don't want you to judge me for that. But at the end of the day, if my kids are communicating that way, one, I want to be familiar with the method that they're communicating. If they're speaking in French and I'm speaking in German, we're not going to be very successful in the classroom. So one, I need to be really, really informed about the platforms that they're utilizing. I'm not saying that you should be on Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat and be on TikTok 24/7. I'm advocating that you should be familiar with it, right? So you can speak their language. So that you can communicate in ways that are more meaningful to them, right? Because right now, the bottom line is the populations are speaking completely different languages. And those that can speak the same language, teachers that can speak the same language more effectively, are being more effective in the classroom. And that's just true. That's just true. And that, again, doesn't mean you should start abandoning email or anything like that. It just means diversify how you communicate with them. So not only while you're training them should you, you know, not only while, you know, not only, you know, using one piece of technology or using one avenue of instruction, mix in some assignments that you post on a classroom social media, you know, platform. Use a Twitter handle or something like that. I'm just saying mix it up. Mix it up. I think that's really important. You gotta dabble. And so you gotta mix how much you push and how much you pull. Meaning, yeah, absolutely, we need to make sure that they're using emails. And we know that that's going to be the official communication that we use in our classrooms. But it has to evolve, right? How many of you use podcasts? I mean, hello, we're on a podcast now, right? Do you use podcasting in your classroom? Do you encourage them to use other applications that are social in nature? Because one, it's not just about the communication piece, right? It's also about preparing them for the real world. And the media of tomorrow is going to look completely different. And we have to kind of bridge that gap. And how we communicate will change. You know, yesterday I had a meeting in the metaverse of virtual reality, meaning I had a meeting with a company that, you know, if I don't know how familiar many of you are with virtual reality, but I have, you know, I had to get my Oculus, which is a VR headset, and meet with this company because they are trying to reach some of the organizations that I work with and wanted to educate teachers. And anyway, and I told you that's kind of my new part of my new role. And anyway, you know, I thought to myself as I was wearing this virtual reality headset, I was like, wow. This is just crazy. As we were meeting and shaking hands and watching VR, you know, kind of unfold, and all these videos that they were showing in VR, and you know, we were dissecting the human body and looking at the heart in just virtual reality. It was incredible. And I've seen that technology kind of evolve over the last 10, 15 years. And it's been, from the education perspective, and it's been really fun to watch that. But that's just another great example of how, you know, things are just changing. And again, it's about dipping our toe in. And so when we're dealing with a population of kids that speak to each other, they communicate, they socialize with each other differently than we as adults do. It becomes harder to reach them as people, as leaders, as role models, and certainly as content specialists, you know, as they begin to speak a different language and continue to speak a different language than we do. So I think it's really important for the effectiveness of your lessons and just how you manage your classroom to know about social media. And that's really, I guess, what it boils down to. And of course, the episode's called Utilize Social Media. And again, kind of drawing back to the AI example where I talked about the fact that, you know, you have to embrace it, yes, and go beyond that and actually integrate it and use it and have a healthy attitude towards technology. Certainly be aware of the risks and the concerns. You know, you don't need to be hashtagging with your kiddos and private and social media, you know, interactions with your kids in a non-professional way. You know, I'm not obviously talking about that. I'm talking about making sure that, one, you're informed, but utilizing it to use your lessons to sort of incorporate real-world technology and real-world scenarios so that they are more prepared for the real world, right? And so don't be scared to use YouTube Shorts in your classroom. Don't be scared to get out there and set up a classroom Twitter or Facebook page or things of that nature. Understand the differences between the pieces of social media. You can't run from it. You can't stick your head in the sand and expect to be able to be effective with your kids, because relationships depend on that connection, right? You know, you don't need to act their age. I say that all the time. You don't need to live in their world forever, but you need to visit their world and you need to be able to speak their language. Otherwise, you are absolutely inserting a barrier between you and them. And look, I have spoken many times on the record in this podcast episode and otherwise in a variety of other media that I am concerned about technology. I am one of the, meaning the way that it has changed our kids, the ways that it has changed our world, and some of the risks and some of the things that we need to be mindful of and what it's done to their attention spans. But just because I'm sounding the alarm and I worry about those things, that doesn't give me a license to just pretend like it doesn't exist. And so social media, amongst other technology applications and things that are out there, we need to make sure that we're on the forefront and being leaders so that we can reach our kids. And again, not just from the content perspective, from all those other roles, leadership, as parents, all those other things we need to do. And of course, being able to communicate more effectively allows us to, one, again, visit their world and make more of an impact, but more importantly than maybe even that is enriching our lessons to make the content more meaningful for them. And there's a reason that these social media platforms are so useful. Because they're very engaging. They bring a lot of diversity and variety. So there's a lot of advantages to utilizing social media. You know, and again, use it wisely. Use it responsibly. Keep that professional, barrier there always. That should never be broken. And connect with your kids in a language that they understand and want to speak in. Be careful living in yesterday. Be careful. You know, you need to teach for tomorrow. And that's really hard on us as adults because we have all this life experience and this perspective, and we, in general, are slower to adopt and slower to adapt. Kids will try anything. So we're the voice of reason, but we also have to stick our toe in and do that to better reach those that we're serving. Because if we're not going to communicate effectively with them, and if we're not going to impact them in a way that's meaningful to them, why are we even in the classroom? Why are we in the classroom? We can't just sit there and say, we're not going to do this because we don't find value and we don't do that. That's just a quick way to make sure that, one, you don't build relationships, and two, to get your kids to check out. Instead of complaining and stopping your lessons because the way that kids have changed and what technology has done to them, instead, adapt. Change. That's what professionals do. And you're a professional. Utilize social media. Well, that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for being with me this week. I look forward to being with you next week. Have an amazing, amazing week. Until then, remember to like, comment, and subscribe, or buy the books on Amazon.com. Have a great day.